You are listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is godsprophetic outreach ministry.com.
The women will start stealing when they can't get them men money. They'll steal out his pocket. Yeah, I ain't hear y'all. I like y'all cute and know your children need a loaf of bread. I'm going to take that twin and leave him six. Good feeling don't last to the grocery store. Girl, you be done forgot it when you go up in there and find out you can't buy much. Darn, I should have done that. Should have got me a job. That's what I should have done. All right, that's enough. That's enough. Woo. Mm-hmm. Yes. There's a song, "Oh, What a Fool I've Been." I can sing that one and some people can help me. Don't act like you don't know it. God is so good, isn't he? Say good all the time. Sister Victor, raise your hand. And don't you drop that baby. Don't you do it. Because it'll be on. Her dad will whip you. And their cousin will get you too. Amen. Ashley, with her little slow for self, they'll beat her too. You know how y'all come in the family pack. They say, "I'm ready for all of y'all." I've been in this family by Fosa Eric. They often whip him a few times. I ain't say nothing because they were going to try to get me too. I was trying to be saved then. I ain't hear y'all. They get mad, they bring them all. Am I talking right, Sister Vicky? All of them. And they come to body slam you. I told Eric, "You done did it now. Well, you hear me?" Oh, man, my children have been through a whole lot, Brother Vince. Some we brought on ourselves, and others was added to us. Oh, you hear me? I told him, "Run, boy, run." Did you hear me? Shoot, I want him to stay around. Y'all can act cute if you want him. Then you do it, Sister Vicky. Yes, that's right. Ashley wasn't here then. She ain't know nothing about it. We ain't going to talk about it now because they've been 20 some years. I told him, "Run, boy, run." If somebody stole his dog, he would try to stop and see if his dog, you forget that dog, get to running. Oh, you hear me? But God brought us through all that, some hard times. And he has done the same thing for you, and you just might don't realize it. But God is still good, isn't he? I ain't hear nobody. I got up and cooked breakfast for Apostle Grant this morning. Casey take him a nap. I really throwed it on him, y'all. Understand me? Don't y'all talk about him taking a nap today. Oh, you hear me? I had the whole fixing, Brother Vince. Had the flake running over. That's what them country girls do for them men. I know y'all try to find your country girl. Where one at? Oh, you hear me? Shoot. Around Thanksgiving, honey, you're going to be full as the turkey. You hear me? Dressing and greens and cornbread and Kool-Aid and potato pie, cake, everything else you can get to. That's where you do it. I ain't hearing you. That's right. That's enough. That's enough. We got to go. Brother Imani, will you please take this mic here and read this for me? All right. You got energy? After all them children, you might be on gay by the If you ain't young as you used to be. Them children put a whip on you. Ain't hearing. The other day, I was sitting down minding my business, and you know you get old, you take a nap or two. I heard something bouncing me on my head. Cat had the ball, came out, bobby hit me. I put the cup on my head, he still bouncing. Then the thing. After that, he said, Granny, he had a lizard right over me. I jumped up and grabbed my pocketbook. I said, "Time to go now." My son called me, he couldn't keep his composure. Talk, "Mama, I heard Cat run you home." I said, "Honey, I got there in a hurry." Talking about he reserving the frog, the lizard, and he got him in a cup in the garage. And you keep him out there, I'm gone. That's what I'm saying. Look, these children here will make you get some energy you ain't know you had. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Close your eyes and you'll feel a boss on your head. But I give God praise because I didn't think in myself I could do it. And in myself I can't. But God has given me the authority. And believe it or not, I look forward to go back the next day to get some more punishment. Say, that's a fool. That's showing me God is greater. Amen. I love that boy. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. They named one of the roosters at the school after him. It's good to be important. Somebody will recognize it. The rooster is named Cag. So, Cag is very important at school. So we thank God for Cag not being here today. Amen. And I'm definitely not going to see him today. I need to break off. But it's, children is good for your brother Imani. That's what I was saying to you. Your sister KK done lost a few pounds. Running behind them churn. All right. Luke 17, 1 to 4.
Luke, the 17th chapter, starting at the first verse. Then said he unto the disciples, it is impossible that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck and he cast into the sea than that he should offend one of these little ones. Take heed to yourselves, if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, and in if he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass against thee seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him.
The Amplified, please.
In the Amplified. And Jesus said to his disciples, temptations, snares, traps set to entice to sin are sure to come, but woe to him by or through whom they come. It would be more profitable for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were hurled into the sea than he should cause to sin or to be a snare to one of these little ones lowly in rank or influence.
Read that again, that chapter, because see, some people want to be ranked high. Read that chapter there, please, again.
It would be more profitable for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were hurled into the sea, than that he should cause to sin or to be a snare to one of these little ones, lowly in rank or influence. Pay attention and always be on your guard, looking out for one another. If your brother sins, Mrs. Lamar, solemnly tell him so and reprove him. And if he repents, feel sorry for having sinned, forgive him. And even if he sins against you, seven times in a day and turns to you seven times and says, I repent, I am sorry. You must forgive him, give up resentment, and consider the offense as recalled and annulled.
Today we want to talk about Jesus teaching us for those who are citizens of his kingdom. We all confess Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior. And I do believe that we really mean it, but it come with more than you talking. Everybody can talk, but talk is not good enough. And I began to find how Jesus was talking to his disciples about be aware of the things that will come to block you. And we don't take that into consideration, the things that will be presented to us to block us. You can get friend with a devil and you think he of Christ, and it will block you from your steadfast, your commitment, and to avoid your relationship. Somebody talked to me today. And so I began to define what the things that will bring a stumbling transition to you and I. The enemy present a picture that is look like it's so well put together. And please don't look at long distance. I want you to look at people close to you. And then when you began to look how it appeared like they got it going on, you want to be like what it appeared to be. and you move your focus from being like Jesus. See, somebody think that he can do it overnight, but you want him to do that what only he can do, a continuation of what he want to do. And so sometimes we get involved with family members because religions and tradition got us in a stagnated, a comfort place, because we can do what we want to do and God still love me. He does still love you and I. But when he done got enough of us faking those things like we want to be saved and we running down sin, it's a problem. See, it's a different when you really want to be saved. He'll put you in some awkward situation, but he'll send some people to you want to be saved too. I ain't hear nobody. And so what I began to define, how is it? How is it? What are you talking about here, Pastor? And Jesus said unto his disciple, temptations. Well, see, that's our problem. Well, let me talk about women. Women like the kind of man they want if they are boatload and two added to it. I'm talking about Pastor Graham. You want something that you can smile at when you mad. And look to it like they got everything you need. I ain't hear nobody. So that can be a snare. It can be a hindrance to you. But see, what I'm finding out, that more you want to present yourself and everything pertaining to you, head to the toe. I remember when I got divorced from my first husband. I ain't going to tell you all the world, but I was going over the old hill, Brother Vince. I was getting over the hill, they say. They say I was getting over the hill. But I was getting some Jesus. I went over the hill. I was just coming to define the hill is not where I needed Jesus. So they said to me, you better hurry up and get you another husband because you're getting pretty old. I said, you don't know how old I am. That was to mess me up for letting God do this what only he can do. See, God is a timing God. He don't need us to help him. And so I saw that to try to bring a report to my spirit, man. That means you want to jump your tail back over there and sin and do what you've been doing. I'm talking about Pastor Grant now, nobody else. So I began to say, God, I don't view what you're doing for me that I need another husband. I need a relationship being developed between me and you. And if you so decide to give me another husband, I want to be in right standing with you. So I know that there are things come along with a husband. You don't have to talk to me. You don't think things come along with them? Me, you ain't on rain page. Mm-hmm. So it tried to get in my spirit where it can vex my spirit where I'll go back to helping God. It's a lot of people have started on this journey. But see, there are some people assigned to shift you. I ain't hear nobody. And it's all right. They think they're doing you a favor, but they're getting in trouble with God. Because that you sow, you're going to reap. I ain't hearing nobody. When you don't lure somebody to thinking you all of that and you ain't none of that, you're going to have to pay. Well, I ain't hearing nobody. Traps and people. I've got to get back to women. Last time I checked in this morning, I was a woman. I might be a little old, but I'm still a woman. Some body parts still working. I don't know how many of them is, but some. And even at the age I am now, there are things that you want to be at what you like. I ain't hear nobody hear me. And what we like in ourselves will mess up what God wants to present to us, that we'll know that we know that God has the authority and the realness of who he is for our safety to relate, to develop and stay in a relationship with him. Oh, I ain't hear nobody. We got enticing things come to entice us to sin. It's okay if y'all don't believe me today. You can find a woman act like she's been dead and buried. Ain't got nothing on but a mothball's clothes. And see her kind of man come by, she prank right up. But them mothballs say, not you. Girl, you far from reach. Uh-huh. But the enemy, you ain't had no life and you've been so holy till you've been dead. You just don't know it. But see, God wants to give us a new life in him. He wants us to not have the mind frame of God understanding. God done enough for you and I for us to stop saying he understands. Okay, getting back to when the prophet, see, we get down on some of these people. Some you need to get your pistol and shoot out a few of these prophets. I bet you that'll stop them from coming and trying to mess with you when you in low turn. Say, what you say? You said the Lord said? Hold right there. We gonna that'll stop you from telling lies on the Lord. But there are people who don't care about messing you up. Oh, you hear me? It can be just you want a fine man and you've been dreaming about it about 5 or 6 weeks. Somebody walked past you, done got their promotion. And told the Lord, told me to tell you, you better check in. That's what been in my belly for 6 weeks. With your lying one and tail. Then you run around talking about Prophet Tusu is a liar. No, Prophet Tusu just got all that stuff you got up in here. They need to go back to God and repent themselves. Because people shoot people in this hour. You come up there talking about the Lord, telling you going to send you a fine brick house and you ain't got it yet. And then they come back again. He say he coming. Oh, well, I'm finna shoot you right now. I ain't hearing nobody. Oh, but woe to that person come and bring you wrong information. They look like they're helping. God don't need no help. He don't need no help. When I first started doing this, God had sent me to this ministry. And me, myself, and I wouldn't have went up and down and nothing because I still thought I'd arrive. And the pastor of the house say, the Lord said, you got something to say, young woman. This is what I told the woman. The woman's daughter had got stabbed 9 times. And I said to the lady, the Lord told me to tell you that your daughter is not going to die. She's going to come out the hospital. Oh, Lord. I said, God, I'm still lying. I didn't mean to say it. And I said, God, please forgive me. I repent. Because I don't want to be a hindrance. And this lady began to jump up. It ain't about how seasoned you think you are. You just want to hear something to build your inner man up where you can believe that God's going to do this thing. So I was in the store and I was having hard times at the time. So the lady came up to me. She said, you the lady told me that my daughter was going to get out of the hospital. And I mean, she was just getting it in the store, just a hollering. But that showed me. I said, God, I don't want to hurt your people. If you ain't give me nothing for them, let me keep my mouth closed and tell on myself. Because some people can't take another shutdown. You think you can, but sometimes people promote you to go do something that God is keeping you from doing. Can I get 3 people to help me? Get up off me before you can receive it. God can be doing a work in you. And the adversary, adorat, come and mess you up. Waiting on you. Over in the corner. God told me. And you fired up and say, the pastor's a liar. She didn't see that. It wasn't nothing to see. It's what's in you. Somebody help me in the house. So we getting false hope. And some lying. Oh, I know some of us been there. I really don't get down with a lot of people coming in and prophesying to the people because everybody give them their number. It's okay if I tell the truth. When they get all your funds, then you're going to talk about what they say about me. They don't know nothing about me and you either. It's okay if I keep it real here. The Lord told me to tell you to get me some weave. The Lord told me to tell you to get my toenail fixed, and them things been messed up by 20 years. You mean to tell me the Lord couldn't tell you to do something for yourself? Get Rick James. When we mess up people in ourselves. See, some people looking at what you present out of here, and they ain't stayed around enough to see what you're walking in. I ain't here. It's okay if I'm getting an amen. I ain't scared today, because I got some things up before God, and only God can do them, not people. And people can't hinder him from doing it when he said, I can trust you, I'm going to do it. I give him praise up in this house. He's a mighty God, ain't hearing about him. We cause people to sin because we put wrong information in them. I told a young lady, I said, don't sleep with that brother. I said, cause he's going to ask you for some cookies. Mm-hmm. She looking like all they do, but no, I want you to not do it. So, it happened, they asked for the cookies like I told them. But it wasn't me. And then I said they smoked some dope. You know when you're smoking dope, you tell lies. Mm-hmm. And you far-fix some things too. You cannot be smoking dope and you're a liar. You're just going to do the same thing. But I'm just trying to find, sometimes we have a reason why we do some things. Mm-hmm. I was not an alcohol drinker, but I would hit a little upscale wine, Nikki, because I was in the house. So my boyfriend sent me a gallon of liquor. And I thought, this man said he loves me. And I didn't give him my address. Mm-hmm. Y'all follow me? And this sucker sent a gallon of liquor to my house to get me thrown out doors. So at that time, I had to explain. And all you talking about climbing up the tree with some lies, I put some down. And I'm thinking, even when you are a lunatic, God done gave you room to get on to him. I said, Lord, I was thinking when I would come home, Brother Imani, how I'm going to fix this life where it'll look good. When I broke in the house, I was ready. Well, you hear me? I said, honey, you know I don't drink no liquor. He didn't know how much wine I was drinking. I hear everybody. I said, I don't know who will mess up our lovely home. Sending us a liquor here. But they said to me, I don't care what you say. I pulled it out. God is so good to me, and when you hear me say that, I want to tell you why. I could have been dead on that situation because I know I was telling lies. People will come into your life for you to fall or be dead, and they don't really give a care. You think they care about you, but they care about the place that God is trying to bring you to for you to get in. Can I get a witness? Because we all in sin. Don't break me up over here talking about you ain't sin. You might ain't went over there where I've been, but I was over there and you was over there too, so that make all of us guilty. And so I began to say, all God done brought me through, and I still want to be a liar. I still don't want to be a totally commitment to be a representative of him. You can't be half in because the devil snatched that other half out. Is it okay? So when we go around, see, there are people in the body want to confess and not possess, and somebody look and say, you do what you want to do, and you done gave them the opportunity to look at you and they do the same. I ain't hearing nobody. But somebody gonna have to pay, because you don't say you know him and you just read about him and you don't know nothing what he required. Somebody looking at you. There's a whole lot of people done got shifted because of these little group and get together and get the line and tell him what you done said to each other. My advice, tell God about it. And if he don't answer you today or tomorrow, he still know about it. And you keep on saying, I told you. He don't get tired of your telling him. So you can empower me. You can strengthen me to stay with you. Because you look at some people and the lies they present and represent, you'll say, ain't nothing to do with Jesus. I ain't hear nobody up in here. When I told the young lady, don't go to bed with the young man, he got pissed off with me, so did you. But I told you the truth. I said, you go to bed with him, you ain't going to get him. And I wasn't prophesying, I was prophesying. It's so different than prophesying for somebody to like you. And I said, if you ain't going to get nothing but a good feeling, that ain't enough. Hmm. So they got mad at me. And they talked about me. They talked about Jesus, so I ain't never been over there, even close to the line. So I said, you can say I'm a liar, but his word won't be a liar. I grasp it for myself. Woe to those who deliberately mess people up. See, everybody wants them somebody in the church. You better get what Jesus has for you. Because some church go let you down. They drink more liquor than you think you got delivered from and smoke more dope than you did. Woe to the liar. Woe to the one who represent. You saying you serving the Jesus of Christ, can't nobody see it. But you all way up there with your t-shirt on. Tear it up and get real with him. I say that God is doing a mighty work in those who will let him. And it ain't got nothing to do with your background and where you think you come from. That ain't good enough. But when you come to Jesus, when you really come to him, for me and all the stuff I've been involved in, all the stuff I've undone, all the stuff that I fought somebody else in that I did. I ain't hear nobody. This morning when I was reading the passage of scripture, a lot of people are trying to show other people I'm going to get you back. But you ain't getting nobody back. It's going to get you.
Amen. That's the truth.
Got some children you try to show somebody I'm going to get you back. Well, they're yours when you got them. You can't get nobody back. Because it wasn't designed like that. But we get down like that. We holding a grudge since I just don't like them. Can you tell me why you don't like them? What did they do to you? Somebody else done said so. Somebody else done flip their heavy lips in and talk. This real talk today. The body is broken because we won't allow him to put the body together. Individually and collectively. My God, I give you praise. If he was not a forgiving God, where would you and I be today? Because we ain't did enough of righteousness. Amen. And our self-righteousness don't worth a hill of beans. Amen. I want somebody that when you step on me, that this Jesus will come up for I won't step on you.
Amen.
When you lie on me, I want to be able to pray for you.
Amen.
And tell God they know not what they're doing. They just mind messed up with all kind of demonic forces. Oh, it's okay. I don't want to see nothing, but I want to see Jesus doing that what I cannot do. I want him to empower me that somebody will see that he is a real God. And then you can talk about me, but I'll come back and put my arms around you and love on you. I ain't hear nobody in the house. See, pastor talk whether you know it or not. A pastor called me up and said, Pastor, I want to tell you something, somebody I said about you. I said, you can tell me, but I really don't care. Reason I don't care, I don't want to feel about them the way they feel about me. Because you can hinder your own blessing and breakthrough. Walk around on Skid Row Street, you got to ask yourself what I ain't doing right. Oh, but God, it will be God if you let him. It will be more of a benefit if you put a millstone on your neck and fall on out there in the ocean. Because he's going to get you back. One of the things I find that we like to cover up our sins. We don't want to talk about sins in the house of God because they're going to make somebody mad. I'm glad. I'm glad that you get mad. And when you're mad, you want to do something. Do something. Let him get you to do better. Mm-hmm. I had many plans. I said, God, when I get out of this marriage, I'm going to really...
You've been listening to God's Prophetic Outreach Ministry with Apostle Grant, located at 3920 Old Middleburg Road, with Sunday services at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday night Bible study and Friday night healing and deliverance services are both held at 7 p.m. Every second Saturday, the Hurting Women Ministry is held at 10 a.m. and the men's meeting at 3 p.m. Prayer for our schools meeting is held every third Thursday at 6 p.m. You can reach the ministry at 778-4447 or by email at godsprophetic@att.net. The website is GodsPropheticOutreachMinistry.com.